Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How come Seth gets the first question?
He raises his hand so you know where he is.
You get the first question every day.
Try to be assertive, you know. Can I ask about Mikael Granlund? Just what's been your observation of what he's offered your team so far? He's been kind of in up and down your lineup a little bit, and that's by design given his versatility, but just what's been your observation of what he's offered so far?
Well, I think he's a solid two-way player. You know, he's versatile. He can play the wing, either wing, can play center, kills penalties, can play on a power play. I think the strength of his game is his playmaking ability. He has good offensive instincts. He distributes the puck really well. My observation of watching him play at this point is, you know, he's really good on the off wing. And so that's an area where we've used him a fair amount. You know, we've done a lot of background work on him before we acquired him on where we thought, you know, the strength of his game was and, you know, where we could utilize him. But we think he's really good in the off wing. He has the ability to distribute the puck even though he plays the wing. But he's a conscientious guy. He plays at both ends of the rink. He has good hockey sense. And I think that's what he's bringing to our team, however we decide to deploy him, whether it be in the middle or on the wing. We've had him up and down the lineup, mostly either on the second line or the third line. When I say that, either on Gino's line or Pales' line at this point. But his versatility is, I think, makes us better. And I think his playmaking ability helps us on whatever line that he's on.
First, who's in net?
Jars.
And then, is there anything new on Bonino, Kulikov, Ruta, Pedersen in terms of skating or any progress?
Bones did not skate this morning. The other three did. So that's where they're at.
Mike, Sid talked about how the guys are obviously aware of what's going on around them regarding results that don't involve you but could help or decrease the chances of making the playoffs, but that it none of that really matters if you don't take care of your own business. Being able to focus that way and not worry about the games that you can't take care of, does it help to have that veteran leadership that you do have in the locker room with some of the guys that have been here for a while and have won come April, May, June?
Yeah, I think it does. I think, you know, the group of players that we have here, we've got a veteran group, and there hasn't been a lot that these guys haven't been through from an experience standpoint throughout the course of their career, and they have those experiences to draw on. So I think that can only help us in this circumstance. We talk a lot, as you guys know, about staying in the moment, about focusing on the things that are within our control, and making sure that that's where our mindset stays, and having a short-sighted approach, and having the ability to learn through the immediate experience, but having the ability to move by it and get ready for the next one, and that's the mindset that we have to have, and that's the mindset that we will have. You know, going into tonight's game, we're focused on the one game in front of us. We're going to try to put our best game on the ice, and we'll see where it goes, and then we'll go from there. But I think just staying in the moment and not dwelling on any sort of circumstances that are without of our control, whether it's in the future or in the past, for me is useless energy at this point.
Mike, the penalty kill, I believe it's been six straight games it's given up a goal. Obviously, there's ups and downs throughout the course of the season, but is there anything you can pinpoint as far as this particular downstretch right now?
Yeah, it's been a number of things. It's not any one thing, but it's a number of things. At the end of the day, a lot of it boils down to details, and we've got to be better in certain details. You know, we haven't won as many faceoffs as of late, so they're getting more zone time. When we win the initial faceoff, we get 200-foot clears. We make the entry difficult. It limits the power play's ability to have zone time to establish what they want to establish. I think we've been more in a reactive mode as opposed to being in a proactive mode. in you know, influencing where the puck's going into our pressure points and things of that nature. At the end of the day, a lot of it boils down to details.
Granlund going up against his former team for the first time. Do you talk with him about that? What are those conversations like? And what do you feel like the Predators are going to present for you guys?
No, I don't find it necessary to talk to a veteran player like Granny at this point. He's been through that experience already. Anytime, what I can say is that from coaching players and being in that situation myself, what I can say is that when you play a former team, there's always a little bit of extra juice and motivation to want to play well and have success. I'm sure Granny will bring a lot of juice to the game tonight, and we're hoping he does. He can be an impact player for us. As far as Nashville, what we expect is a hard-fought battle. These guys play with structure. They've got a good sound team game. They got strong goaltending. And they're going to make it hard for us. They're going to make us work for every inch out there, and we've got to make it as hard on them as they're trying to make it on us.
Mike, this is a little broader-based question, but I was just talking to Sid and Rust about it. They've been around Pittsburgh for a long time now, and Sid's got his little Penguins program, the development program for kids. And Logan Cooley's an alum of that. He's going to be in the Frozen Four. He's a finalist for the Hobie. I was just wondering, from your perspective, being a part of this era of Penguins hockey, and you being in Pittsburgh now for a long time, coming from a very traditional hockey market yourself, have you seen like a next step of evolution of growth from the grassroots of hockey, from the ground up, during your time here?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's been a great evolution, and I think it just speaks volumes for the impact that an NHL team, and in particular some players on that team, can have on. Igniting a certain passion for the sport in the next generation. You know, when you look at what's evolved here in Pittsburgh, since Mario, there's been a number of different players that have worn the jersey that I think have inspired a generation of young players to want to play the game. And that's the impact that I think an NHL team and NHL players can have on their respective communities. And I think the Penguins as an organization has done a terrific job in investing in the community and in investing in the grassroots initiatives to provide the resources and things of that nature. You know, our facility is a perfect example of it, and trying to foster growth and development in the sport. And I think the byproduct of it is someone like Logan Cooley that emerges as an elite player in the game. But I think it goes well beyond that. I think it's great when players can emerge at elite levels like a Logan Cooley. But I also think it's an unbelievable opportunity for young players to play a game that we all love, and that whether they play in high school or college or the pros or whether they just have a great hockey experience, these kids will be lifelong hockey fans, and these are the guys that end up in the men's leagues at 11 o'clock at night that play in the leagues, and for me that is every bit as important to celebrate, but certainly to have an elite player like Logan Cooley emerge, through the grassroots initiative in Pittsburgh, I just think speaks volumes for how far that grassroots initiative has grown and developed. And there's been a lot of people that have been responsible for that, volunteers and coaches and people that put their time in behind the scenes. But the Penguins and the impact that the Penguins have had on the community, I think it is an important aspect of it. And in particular, the players themselves. These guys, they inspire people with how they play. And, like I said, it started with Mario, but it didn't just end there. You know, there was Jagr and Kevin Stevens, and now it's Sid and Gino and Tanger and Marc-Andre Fleury. You can go down the list. And as far as the types of players that have played in Pittsburgh and just the impact that they can have on their community.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.